But first, school districts across the country are going high-tech, incorporating educational apps and digital programs into the classroom. The fears about the privacy and security of students' personal information are on the rise. Special correspondent John Talenko of Education Week reports as part of our Tuesday night series, Making the Grade.
Miami, Florida is taking on one of public education's oldest problems. With so many students, how do you personalize instruction? One answer is with computers. At Miami's iPrep Academy, one-size-fits-all lessons are a thing of the past.
We all started at the very beginning, and then some just took off.
Nicole Rasmussen teaches math using innovative software.
It's about 70% online, and it's a smart program, and so it checks, are they understanding? Are they answering questions correctly right away? Are they struggling? Is it taking them a long time to answer questions? Do they keep making mistakes?
All the while, the computer is crunching and storing data about the students and sending back customized lessons.
It'll ask them, what are your interests? And so in the word problems, if one kid's really interested in food, it'll talk about cookies and that kind of stuff. It'll even ask them, what are your friends' names? And then it'll put their friends' names in the problems too.
All that gets uploaded, along with student schedules, grades, discipline records, homework, and even emails. The makings of what some have called a digital profile that privacy expert Joel Rydenberg fears could someday be used in unauthorized ways.
We're going to have a lot of data floating around with a lot of very detailed information that can be quite surprising. One example, what a child eats in the school cafeteria is collected using a student ID card. We can envision a day, for example, that a health insurance company wants to see what they ate when they were third graders to decide how they're going to underwrite insurance. Is it far-fetched? Could be. We don't know.
Already, students' data has been misused. Google was recently sued for scanning students' email accounts in order to build advertising profiles. The tech giant has since stopped and pledged, along with 244 other companies, not to use student data for commercial purposes. But there are a whole lot more companies out there.
I'm trying to protect my kids, and there's so much data collection that's going on right now that we're not even aware of.
Suzette Lopez is a graphic designer who sends her children to Miami Public Schools.
It's these third-party vendors that are what we're partnering with, that we're bringing them in, but then is how much oversight really is there with these partners? Who's keeping an eye on that data?
I think that's absolutely a legitimate concern, but I think responsible school systems that have the appropriate policies and safeguards, quite frankly, reduce that threat.
To protect personal data, Miami Superintendent Alberto Carvalho requires that teachers and students use a web portal. All the apps and software inside have been vetted, and the companies must sign contracts that prohibit any unauthorized or commercial use of students' information. These rules are strictly enforced.
I can tell you the penalties that we apply in Miami when private companies default on their contractual obligation, which is we bar them from future business with the school system.
So far, the district says, the tech companies have stuck to the rules. But at iPrep, teachers say they go outside the portal to use unregulated apps every day, and they're not the only ones.
I'd love to go around this little group and ask you to name some apps that you've downloaded on your school computer that are not part of the portal.
I've downloaded Uvu, Skype, Spotify, Octagon, so just the basic stuff.
Yeah, I found like several very easy reach arounds to the school Wi-Fi and the different barriers they're put up. They're pretty easy to go around. It's not the most comprehensive barriers in the world.
Isn't that the definition of true human ingenuity? And there is no gadget, no amount of technology that stands up to the ingenuity of a kid. But that's where the social and behavior teaching come in. That is the most important thing we can do, is actually teach students responsible use, liabilities, but also the benefits of using this new technology in this new environment.
He says,
even if students took those lessons to heart, their personal data, including names, addresses, and social security numbers, can still be compromised. It happened in the case of Pamela Rim Grant.
Pamela Rim Grant was a food services manager at the Horace Mann Elementary School here in Miami, and she was found to have been stealing student identities from the Miami-Dade Public School computer system.
In 2014, Assistant U.S. Attorney Frank Matterall prosecuted Rim Grant for stealing Social Security numbers from 400 students and using them to file fraudulent tax returns.
Exactly what did she have to do in order to walk away with a child's Social Security number?
Log in, access the information, print it out.
My son's Social Security was stolen. So he was stolen, and it took 3 years to clear up and 3 years to keep on telling the IRS that my son was my son.
Lopez's family was victimized in 2008, well before the Rim Grant case, but the effect was the same.
I went to go file my taxes and I couldn't. I'm extremely protective and I'm very careful about stuff. And for his number, which is not readily used, was shocking.
Miami school officials say hackers on the outside have never successfully broken in and stolen student data. But the growing amount of sensitive information stored electronically has driven lawmakers in at least 15 states to restrict what companies can collect and mandate steps to protect it. That heightened security could put a damper on digital tools that personalize learning. In Miami, Florida, I'm John Tulenko of Education Week, reporting for the PBS NewsHour.